Fat pipeline equals to real estate wholesaling success. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, on this edition, we're going to be discussing the importance of fat pipeline. You need a big pipeline. You need pipelines, as a matter of fact, in saving you tons of time when it comes to real estate wholesaling business. And that's what I want to talk to you. So in order to answer that, I have a question that came in, and I'm going to make an effort to solve this problem here today. And I'm going to tell you how it's related to pipelines. And if you don't know what pipelines is when it comes to real estate wholesaling, then you absolutely need to watch this video all the way till the end, because it's very important to your success in real estate wholesaling. Okay. So the question goes, hi Ola, I found a house on my way to work the other day and I wrote the address down. I think it's going to be a great candidate for flip. Okay. The grass is overgrown. I learned this strategy from one of the six different seminars I've attended to date. I am very excited as this will be my first deal if it works out. All right, so I found quite a few issues already in this email, and people, a lot of gurus are teaching this. You know, they say on the streets, you know, write down addresses. I did the same thing. Okay, everybody that has, honestly, anybody that I know has been successful at wholesaling real estate, I've done it. You know, they drive around. They call it driving for dollars. You know. You drive around, you write down addresses. If a house looks abandoned, if it looks like nobody lives in the house, write down the address and then you figure the rest out later. Just drive around and look for houses that are vacant, houses that are boarded up, and write down the addresses and things like that. So there's a lot of gurus at seminars that are for real teaching this kind of stuff. But again, once you come to this channel, usually it's because you are already in real estate wholesaling. You know, 90% of people that stumble on those videos are already, they've tried those things and it doesn't work, right? And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't work for obvious reasons, you know, and I'm going to share that here with you. And that has everything to do with pipelines, as I was saying earlier, okay? So the person says the grass is overgrown. Again, grass is overgrown does not mean you have a deal, right? I mean, it could mean that, but it doesn't mean that. Okay, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a deal, okay? I learned this strategy from one, okay. I'm very excited as this may be my first deal if it works out. So already in that statement, when you say, I am very excited as this will be my first deal if it works out, there's a level of attachment there. And usually when you have attachment, right, when you have attachment and expectations, it kills attraction, okay? It kills a deal, okay? It kills cash flow in business, okay? So if this was relationship, if you have attachment and expectation, it kills attraction. In marketing, it kills attraction too, because you need attraction in marketing. In closed deals that bring cash flow, it kills cash flow. If you have attachment, you're going to get stuck on one situation that may not even be a deal. And essentially what you're doing is you're wasting the biggest resources of your life, right? Which is what? Time, okay? Yes, you have life, but time, okay? So you're wasting that on one scenario that very likely will not turn to a deal, okay? There's like literally every potential deal that come across your table has more odds against it not becoming a deal than it does have to becoming a deal. So in other words, you don't want to be attached. You don't want to have any expectation of any leads or prospects that comes your way. Because when you have expectation and you have attachment, it comes across as a bad posture when you're prospecting, okay? It comes across as needy, being needy. It comes across as you need them really bad. You're clingy and you're trying to make it work by all means. And then it comes across, it shows, it projects an energy that you are of less value to the people you're trying to help. Does that make sense? And if they can feel that you're not going to be any useful to them, guess what's going to happen? That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to not work with you. They're going to be like, ah, I don't want to work with him. And a lot of times they won't even know why they decided as such. But, you know, again, you came off as weak, right? So people want to work with people that they see as strong, people that they see as valuable to them, okay? So if you don't see yourself as valuable, if you get attached and you have expectation of any one deal, like a house you saw on your block, that's going to show your energy, even if you end up talking to anyone. There's very high chances that you're not going to be able to talk to anyone anyway from a house on your block. Most of the deals that I've closed in real estate, none of them is on my block or in my neighborhood, okay? Why? Because that's just how the universe works, okay? So you got to have the abundance mindset. You need to understand that the whole world at large is yours, okay? It's the Lord's, so it's yours, okay? So let's continue here. So I went to the county house. So this person has the address, right? You wrote down the address. So I went to the county house to research on this property. The clerk could not understand what the heck I want or wanted, I guess, right? So I thought maybe you can help. Of course, they won't know what you want, right? Because you go to the county house where they are literally storing records of thousands upon tens of thousands of houses, and you're like, oh, can you show me the owner of this property? Even if you know the name of the property, you can find the name of the owner, but you may not have a good enough contact information. You're not going to have a good phone number. You may have an address, in which case you can send an envelope and try to give an offer in an envelope to the property, but is that the best use of your time, right? So this is now going to take me to talking about pipelines. Remember, we're talking about fat pipelines. We're talking about fat pipelines equals to real estate wholesaling success, right? So that's where we're going with this right now, okay? Let's see here. Interesting. All right. So real estate wholesaling success, fat pipelines, okay? So it says, so I thought maybe you can help. What language do I need to be speaking when I approach the clerk at the county house in order to dig up more information about this property? Also, do you have a network of cash buyers you recommend? All right. So this is a very good question. It's a very good question. But the first thing I want to tell you is that you're too hung up on one property and you don't want to come or approach your real estate wholesaling business from that standpoint. You're going to make it hard for yourself, okay? That's one. Number two, that we live in a digital age. Any information you want about any property in the United States of America is somewhere online, okay? Enough information for you to know if it's a deal or not. It's online, and you want to be analyzing multiple properties at the same time. That's where you want to be, okay? You want to be able to look at a property and be able to go to a website and say, okay, yeah, it's a deal, it's not a deal, okay? You don't want to drive and burn gas and go burn time up and go to a county house to ask to look up an address where she could have found that information online. Number one, you wasted time. Number two, no one single property should be taking that much time from you, okay? As a matter of fact, you should be batch processing your leads, okay? So any house that can potentially become a lead for your wholesaling, for wholesaling, can be found online, can be found at the comfort of your house without getting off, and you can do that comfortably for thousands upon thousands of properties. And so that's what I mean by pipeline. You need a pipeline. You need to build multiple hoses of pipelines when it comes to this business. When I say pipeline, we're talking about pipelines that leads coming through. Prospects are coming in into your business, and you want to be attracting them because, again, you don't want to be attached, because the opposite of attraction is attachment. If you're attached, it reduces attraction, okay? It reduces your chances of closing the deal. It reduces your chances of a prospect actually saying, yes, sign over my property. Yes, I accept your offer, your ridiculous offer I'm talking about that you give to a motivated seller, right? So in wholesaling, what you're doing is essentially you're looking for a wholesaler. You're looking for a motivated seller, okay? You're looking for somebody that has a property that they absolutely need to get rid of, right? You're looking for that person. So the person is now saying, you know what you're talking about. This house is a liability. Yes, I'll sign it over. Let's close the deal. Let's do something, right? But then if you're coming off as needy, as weak, no confidence, which is pretty much all the things that's going to show up when you're attached to a property. When you start saying things like, hey, I'm very excited as this will be my first deal if it works out. We don't care. You want a pipeline that is so huge that so many prospects are coming in that you don't care if it becomes a deal or not, because you're going to find your deal among so many leads, okay? So the key thing here is, when I say pipeline, I'm talking about a pipeline of leads and prospects. People that are saying, I want to work for him. People that are saying, that guy knows what he's talking about. That lady over there knows what they're talking about. I'm just going to sign over my property. Even the eyes, even in the midst of competition, which I'm going to shoot another video on competition, how to eliminate your competition. Even in the midst of competition, even in the midst of choices. See, when you show up the way I recommend that you show up, right? There is no other choice. You are the only choice. Even if there are other people standing and they call themselves wholesalers, right? The only choice would be you, because you've mastered what I'm talking about right now. Is that making sense? All right. So again, pipeline. You need to build a pipeline where you attract lots of leads, okay? Where you attract lots of prospects, where a lot of people are paying attention to what you have to say about the possibility of them giving over their house to you at 50 cents, 60 cents on a dollar. That's what you're looking for. And before you can find 50, 60 cents on a dollar, you need a pipeline. Because on an average, a person is going to tell you, I don't want to give you my house for 50 cents, 60 cents on a dollar. It makes no sense. But you're going to have that one out of every 20, one out of every 30 prospect that give you a call, because you attracted them, right? They're going to give you a call personally and they're going to be like, I want to give my house to this guy. They're not going to say it like that. They're going to be like, I need to get rid of this property, and this is the guy, this is the lead that's going to help me. And that's where you want to be. And in order for you to have that posture, you need to have a pipeline. So how can you have a pipeline of leads coming your way? And this is essentially what I taught you in the three C's of real estate wholesaling. So if you haven't seen that video, you need to go watch that video. It's called The 3 C's of Wholesaling. It's on this channel. You can just Google The 3 C's of Real Estate Wholesaling, Ola Talks Abitogun. It comes right up either on Google or YouTube. Search that and watch that video, because it's fundamental to how you can build a massive pipeline of leads. Essentially, list building your way all the way to the bank, because there's so much leads. You don't have time to babysit anybody. You don't have to babysit or cajole anybody to doing business with you. They just want to do business with you just because. They don't even know why. Because you mastered the attraction marketing when it comes to the 3 C's. You create, you capture, you convert. You create, capture, convert. What are you creating? You're creating value, okay? You're leading with value, okay? You're showing up to the marketplace with value. You're not telling them to give you the house first. You're showing up to help them first by actually helping them. Find out what they would like to make happen right now. Help them by actually helping them. You capture that audience. You capture the attention. You capture that audience. It's something I cover in details in the 3 C's, right? So that's the second C. You capture that audience, okay? In other words, you can reach out to them again. You have the ability to reach out to them, to continue to serve them until they say, okay, I give up. I want to sign over my house to you. Okay, and you want a system to do all of that. And then the third C is the convert. The conversion is effortless, okay, because you'll be preframing the mind. If you follow me, I've been talking about this and I will continue to talk about it. You'll be preframing the mind of your prospect to do business with you. Naturally, they're thinking about doing business with you now, because you did not force it. You didn't get attached. You didn't have any expectation of them. You're just out there helping as many people as possible. You create this pipeline that you're helping as many people as possible, and that's attracting through this pipeline all these leads and prospects to you. And that's how you're going to win in the game of real estate wholesaling. You need to build a pipeline. You need a pipeline. I can't say it enough. When you're thinking about this business, or you drove by that house, you're about to stop doing that. That's a waste of your precious time. You're in the digital age, and every second counts. You cannot afford to spend time walking around a house that has not been given to you already, that you haven't signed a contract on. You can't afford that, because, again, we're in the technology age. Everything is moving faster. Your competitors are moving faster, and you need to be moving just as fast. So how are you going to move fast if you're stopping by every single house without even knowing anything about the house first? You shouldn't be doing that. You should be spending most of your time attracting leads, people that actually already, they're ready to give you house, to give you a house. You need to be attracting those people that are ready. They're ready. They're ready, set, go. They already want to hand you the keys to the house right now. Those are the people you need to be talking to, and you should not be talking to anybody else. Anybody else that's not ready to sign over their house, you can answer a few questions, but you can answer a few questions. How may I help you? And you can answer that. Oh, I need to get rid of my house. If they're not saying I need to get rid of my house, they say, oh, I like to save my house. You want to save your house? Tell me why this house is a liability. Why is this house posing as a liability for you, an asset? So if it's a liability, why would you want to keep it? Okay, I can help you get rid of it. That should be your conversation. You should not be in a conversation where you're forcing yourself to hard close a person on signing a contract. If you're doing that, that's because you don't have a big pipeline. If you have a big fat pipeline of prospects coming your way, or you're busy building one, then you will not have time to be trying to babysit somebody into signing a contract. Okay, you don't have time for that. The only people you have time for is motivated sellers. Does that make sense? So that's the tip right here for you today. You need to build a fat pipeline using the 3 C's. And if you want more detailed information about that, you see the link on the screen, olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux. That's olatux.com/mastermind. That's the link you want to go to. Download all the downloadables there, my book, my free book, all that stuff. That will give you the fundamentals. You need to go through that book 10 to 15 times in order to understand and to make this a part of your business. Because if you do read it once, then you're just going to snap back into your center where you're struggling the way you're probably struggling right now. But if you want to master this attraction marketing you with real estate wholesaling thing, you need to read it 10 to 15 times. You need to download everything you find and go through it 10 to 15 times. That's how you do it, okay? That's my suggestion, that's my recommendation for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened. I want you to subscribe, like, and share this video if you know people, your network, your social network that will find value in this. And I want you to subscribe, like, share your thoughts, your question with me. I would love to hear back from you. Thank you so much for everything, but for being here, for being a part of this channel, for being part of the Empire Nation here. I appreciate you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.